Hey everyone! Welcome to the second episode of The Real Talk with the Queen, Season 2 by Janita Filipina, airing daily not just to inspire the global Pinay, but women all over the world. This is your host, Gabby, and this show is for you. We'd like to thank our sponsors and you guys for taking the time to listen to us for a few minutes despite your busy schedules. You know, we do what we do because of you. How has your week been so far, everyone? I hope you're all able to keep up with the madness of the things that seem to be happening at the same time all at once. So, it's Wednesday, the middle of the week, so we were able to survive. That's a good thing, right? On Monday, we tackled why it's important to simplify our lives and went through a few tips. And we want to expound more on that. So today, we'll focus on how to start the whole process of not just living simply, but doing so for the better. We gave three tips on how to start a journey towards simple living. And those tips were to declutter, to set goals, and create good habits. Create good habits. Sounds cliche, but cliche again. It's true. If you want to change for the better, you start by evaluating your habits. What sets the successful men apart from the, let's keep a positive vibe to this, from the men who's still getting there? Yeah. So what sets them both apart is the successful man's good habits. Habits play a role in character formation, and habit is one of the things that make or break a person. Our habits can influence our behavior and vice versa. I encourage you to check evaluate, see what results your habits bring you. That way you could identify which habits to keep and which ones to change. I said earlier that habits can influence our behavior, and behavior can influence your habits. Habit and behavior are two different things, but they both make up a person's character. Habits are the things that we do repeatedly on a regular basis. Yeah, they're your habits. These are the things we do over and over again until it becomes automatic. Yeah, for lack of a better term. So that's what our habits are. They become second nature to us. So they're actions that we've mastered over time. It's been done repeatedly. Behavior, on the other hand, is how we conduct ourselves or our reaction to different stimuli, to our environment, simply put. I read something interesting from differencebetween.net. Let me quote it. Habit cannot be a behavior because habit is subconsciously repeated. It's not intended sometimes. Unlike behavior, which is just a reaction to outside impulses, this is another major difference between the two, that behavior is done consciously while habit is done unconsciously. One of the most remarkable differences between habits and behavior is that behaviors are outputs of an individual towards his environment, while habits are the input of the environment on that certain individual. This is why they say habits die hard. End of quote. So you see, one is different from the other, but they go together. Now, due to cultural differences, the definition of what a bad behavior is may vary, but in general, this is something that a person does that has a negative effect on his surroundings. Maybe something vulgar, something offensive, and well, that just makes us want to avoid being around people with bad behavior, doesn't it? But more importantly, we want to avoid being the ones with bad behavior. You know, bad behavior could lead to isolation or worse, being treated just as bad. And we don't want that. And going back to what we mentioned earlier, bad behavior can be controlled. I personally might display bad behavior towards certain people. People have offended me or I felt have wronged me. But what I do is I ignore them. I just disregard them. And, well, that's rude. I'm not that way to everyone, just to a select few. But again, it's rude and it's not fun. I want to be able to have good character, which means I will have to change my behavior. And I know it's not easy. I'm having a debate with myself right now inside my head just thinking about it. You know, they did this to you, so it's just right that you treat them that way. Blah, blah, blah. But, no, we're better than that. If you're in a similar situation as myself, let's go through some of the tips and how to change our behavior for the better. Number one, identify triggers of bad behavior. So this could be an event or a person, whatever. I just identify which ones set you off. Listing them down helps. Then that way you can go through them one at a time. And after the identification and process, the easiest way would be to avoid your triggers as much as possible. Number two, set clear goals. Goal setting is always an integral part of any step, and why not? We should know why we'd like to change our behavior. Do we want to have better relationships? Do we want to succeed in life? We can always go back to our list of triggers and set a goal for each one of them. Again, just one at a time. It's better to take things slowly, but surely. Anyways, change doesn't happen overnight, so we're good right there. Number three, focus on solutions. You see, when we set goals, we look forward and not so much backwards. What that means is we should be solutions oriented rather than focusing on the problem. Going around and around the problem, whining about it all the time, it doesn't help us solve it. So let's be proactive and think of all different possible solutions. For example, if you know your trigger, you've identified that your trigger is a neighbor, and you know, instead of complaining how this neighbor has a negative effect on you, instead think of ways to either how you avoid this person or how you confront this person. But when I say confront, it doesn't have to end violently. You know, you can talk it out in a civil manner. For all you know, you've been hating on this neighbor for no reason at all. And that happens, you know. It helps if we're not too judgmental of others. Yeah. Then number four, reward yourself. Having better relationships or having a more positive outlook in life, having a happier disposition, these are already rewards. These are achievements that you've worked hard for by trying to change your behavior. But you know, tangible motivation won't hurt. So reward yourself for a job well done each time you check that tick box off of your list. You deserve that double scoop of ice cream. That's what I'd give myself. Or maybe a massage, yeah. So there, to recap, the things that we can do to change our behaviors for the better. We have to identify the triggers. We then have to set clear goals, and we have to be solutions oriented, and of course reward ourselves for a job well done. This is to keep us going. Let's keep ourselves motivated. Changing for the better can be difficult at first, but we'll all get the hang of it. So just one step at a time. If you have any more tips on how we can start changing our behaviors for the better, feel free to share it to us on our Facebook page, Chinita Filipina. And don't forget to hit that like button. You may also send an email over to info@chinitafilipina.com and follow us on Instagram @chinitafilipina. If you're going through something, needing someone to talk to, we are here for you. Book a free 60-minute consultation with us by sending us a message over at our Facebook page or visit our website, chinitafilipina.com, for more details. So again, thank you guys for keeping up with me. I hope you were able to get some good takeaway thoughts from today's topic. And as always, we'd like to thank our sponsors for continuing to support us all the way. This has been your host, Gabby. Until next episode.